Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
All right, good morning to you. It's a Monday morning. It is 5:06 a.m. and baby, it's chilly outside.
It's bad.
If you went to bed because you were sitting out on the back porch last night, kind of enjoying the nice weather, you're going to wake up this morning and think, what happened
overnight? Did I wake up in Nome? Yeah, it's chilly out there. I mean, we went from a low of 55.
Yeah.
On Sunday morning, it was amazing. I woke up, I was like, man, I'm going to sit out on the front porch. And then today I opened the door and go, don't have enough coat on. I had to go back and get another coat. Right.
Little frost on the back of my truck this morning. It was 29 degrees, I think, when I got in the truck. Right at just about 30. Yeah.
Man.
Right at 30. Yeah, and the temperature's officially.
Downtown's always a little warmer, too.
38 on the heat island down here, as they used to like right. to call it. But we're glad you're with us this morning. It's half of the month of November is gone. How is that a thing? The ATF raffle is, you know, every year I panic a little bit because about a week and a half out from the end of our responder rescue ATF raffle, donations aren't where I need them to be.
Right.
And then people tend to wait till the last minute for some odd reason. We're going to have a little announcement on this probably tomorrow, but we're going to sweeten the pot a little bit. The person who donates the most this year for the raffle, and we had some decent-sized donations last year, is going to get an extra kicker, an extra bonus gift, and I'm going to hopefully be able to announce the details on that. I think I'll have the go-ahead to do that tomorrow.
That's a little fun.
If you're thinking of donating, throw a few extra bucks in there because you might just get a big bonus. Whether you're actually one of the three winners or not, if you're the biggest donor, you're going to be a winner because you're going to have a pretty cool prize in and of itself. So how about that? That's pretty cool. A text responder to 33100, please. Lots of stuff you could win. I think this weekend on the Facebook page, I posted up a picture of four of the most prime bottles, the biggest prizes in the bourbon basket, which included that bottle of Rip Van Winkle, which is pretty cool. That's about $1,000 right there. And then, of course, the Weller 12 and the Weller Antique 107 and the Blantons. And there's a bunch of other stuff. My friends from Lore Wine and Spirits are donating a bunch of stuff to me today that's all going to be part of this package. And I've got other friends that are kicking in as well, Macadoodles and a few other spots. So that's going to be a great prize in and of itself, probably worth $2,000 or more, I would guess. There's the gun from the range. There is the night down at Lit Cigar Lounge. It's worth $1,000. So all you got to do is buy the tickets. You're only a buck a piece. Now, the way this charity website is set up, because all the money goes to the charity, the tickets are $1 a piece. The minimum purchase is $10. So you get 10 tickets. And then if you buy them and you share on social media that you just bought them, not only do you get like five extra bonus tickets, whoever among your friends follows the link and buys also gets five bonus tickets.
You can track all that.
So you can absolutely. We've really got this set up to benefit you this year, and it all goes to Responder Rescue, and we love those folks. And thank you. Please donate.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Drawing will be on the day before.
26th.
Yeah,
the week from Wednesday.
It's the day before Thanksgiving.
It's going to be a busy week. You know, that is going to be a busy week. We got the weigh-in on the 24th. Which is Monday. We got the event is Wednesday night, and then we got the ATF raffle winners getting picked the middle of the day Wednesday. I'm not going to get any sleep that week.
I know.
None.
And Kim will be back in that Monday morning.
On the 24th.
Yeah.
Yeah, how about that?
Big week.
Dan's
absolutely
looking forward to sleep.
I can't
Dan's
wait.
Dan's like, oh, I got this marked on the calendar.
I can't wait. No, it'll be fun. Yeah. It's been a great, fun week, and I still got four more days, so I am off Friday. Got to do a little work down in Kentucky, so.
Well, hey, if you're going to Kentucky, pick up some great bourbon while you're down there.
While I'm down there.
I'm telling you, man.
I'm telling you.
Always a bonus. Good basketball. Well, sometimes good basketball, unless they're playing Loserville.
Their football team ran it up on somebody I saw this weekend.
Yeah,
I thought of you when I saw that.
School for the blind. That's all right. But exactly. we'll take it.
Yep.
This year.
I think it was like 42
sure.
to 10, though. Oh, you know what it was? It was like Tennessee Tech.
Mizzou.
Or somebody.
Yeah. You,
like,
you
got to
pad your
that?
Schedule a little
uh-huh.
bit sometimes, right? And other teams pad their schedule by adding Kentucky. Like
yes.
most of the SEC teams have beat us up. Mizzou had a big win this weekend.
Yes, they
that
did.
That was fun to watch.
Yeah, they played well.
How many yards did Hardy run for? Like 300?
300-yard rushing game.
Wow.
Unbelievable. The dude was unstoppable.
Who knew?
He averaged 13 yards a carry for the game. Touched the ball like 27, 28 times for 300 yards.
Just
it
amazing.
Was outrageous.
There's got to be some awards. He's got to be in line for some awards this year.
Yeah, except he didn't have big games against big teams. That's going to hurt.
That's because they didn't run it.
Well, that was the game plan.
Well, you're right.
It was a game plan.
I mean, let's be
issue.
Honest.
And
it was.
They didn't give him the ball. Now, there weren't many holes there when they did try to run with him either. I mean, I think he had 52 yards against Alabama. I mean, so that's the only thing that works against him. But I saw just some staggering stats, like he has the most 200-yard games of anybody in college football. He has more 100-yard games than anyone in college football. I mean, the guy has been just remarkable. It's unbelievable.
What was the line on that Denver game last night? Do you have any idea? Had to be close, right?
Oh, yeah. I think
was it like 3 points?
I think it was Denver plus 2. Maybe 2.5. Let me check.
I had the only reason I ask is I don't want. I'm not suggesting NFL games are fixed, but when's the last time Patrick Mahomes choked on a last minute drive like that? Like he's got 3 minutes to go. They get the ball back and they're 4 and out. Are you kidding me? When is the last time that happened?
Sack penalty.
Oh my
gosh. Yeah. But what was he like? 3rd and well, no, he got that long play right because of the interference calls. Like a 42-yard interference call, but then they couldn't knock it in. And Denver, hats off to him. That defense.
They played. I watched a little bit of it.
Yeah, that defense is flying, and they're down some key people. One of their top linebackers is out, but boy, they did defensively look good, and they did enough to win. I mean, they're in charge of the
covered the spread. My guess is covered the spread.
You think
that's just why I ask because I don't know. I don't gamble that often, but that just when I see them that close and on the road and a 3-point win, yeah. It was so close, just so close.
I'm looking.
We'll figure it out. No big deal. All right, coming up, we got a good show for you today. We're going to be giving away some Guns N' Hoses tickets. I told you last week we'd have a big giveaway this week. That's what we're doing, and you're going to have a chance to win those a little later in the show. Every day this week, we will be giving away some tickets to see Guns N' Hoses, and of course, we're proud to be the official radio sponsor of Guns N' Hoses this year, and we're doing all we can, of course, to help them out and get your tickets while you still can, because it does sell out every single year, and that's why I'm recommending you get down there and get that taken care of for sure. All right, we've got those tickets. We got Tom Ackerman. We got Hans von Spakovsky. It's all coming up in just a few minutes. Right now, let's get to our top stories, please.
The Mark Cox Shortlist, presented by Rhino Shield.
But I did say, I said, go and see Congress, see the representatives that we're supposed to be seeing, and be open about it. If they say, we don't want you to stop drugs from coming into the country, I don't think that would be good. Yes.
Yeah. Trump's like, yeah, we'll go talk to Congress about it. Tell them what we're doing. We're stopping drugs from coming in. If they don't want to stop drugs, the American people need to know that.
Yeah.
Good for
no
you.
No kidding. Exactly.
Good way to explain that situation, Mr. President.
Well, as we saw in this past election, sadly, we ain't ready. That's why I'm like, don't even look at me about running, because you all are lying. You're not ready for a woman. You are not.
Woo! Michelle Obama's like, quit bugging me to run for president. America's not ready to elect a woman, and I'm not going to put it all on the line for nothing. She's so disappointed in America. Can you believe it? Maybe she needs to go live somewhere else like Somalia for a while,
right,
where she'll appreciate what she's got here.
Big Mike.
And I'm not saying that there is a Holocaust. And by the way, I'm not saying that Donald Trump is Hitler, because Hitler had an ideology, okay? And he had a grand plan. Donald Trump is purely corrupt. Donald Trump is a narcissistic sociopath.
Where in the world is Hunter Biden? I know one thing. He's not suddenly not being asked to be on a bunch of foreign boards with zero expertise and get paid
millions.
A couple of million dollars a year. Right.
Yeah.
Because daddy is not in office anymore. He's a wandering lost soul. And now he's got to lash out at Donald Trump because guess what? Don took all of the goodies away from him, in his mind.
Hunter should run for president.
Wouldn't that be great?
That'd be great.
Oh, should we think you'll get on the road for the next election?
Oh, yeah, I'll be helping people. Yeah.
Okay.
I'll be on the road helping people. It's very important. The midterms are very important. And again, I think we should terminate the filibuster. Republicans should terminate the filibuster. The Democrats would do it immediately if they ever got power.
Amen. Amen to that, Mr. President, because you know that is the truth. Did you hear the radicals that they want to take over for Chuck Schumer? Now, Chuck Schumer is crazy enough. Could you imagine Spartacus as the Democrat leader of a Democratic-controlled Senate? Or Elizabeth Warren? These power-hungry left-wing progressives would strip the filibuster on their first day in control, and they'd pass whatever they wanted. And yet, the Republicans are afraid to do the same thing. You might as well do it now and just get it over with, because it's what the Democrats are going to do when they regain power. Think all the things we could fix if we didn't have that 60-vote cloture.
You could do a lot, that's Senate. For sure. I mean, and again, they're saying, well, we want to take the high road. Well, you know what? The road's going to get demolished when they get in.
Yep.
There will be no road. They'll pack the courts. They'll get rid of the filibuster. They're going to do everything they can if they ever regain power again. I don't know. I mean, everybody says, oh, look at these past elections here, you know, a week ago, and it's a bad sign. I just can't think America is going to keep voting for this madness.
Well,
on
the left. I hope you're right.
And the socialist agenda that's clearly evolving out of that party.
All right. Well, we got
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
To get to a quick break here.
Well, people have gathered here tonight at Harmony Community Church here in Lawndale as they're trying to light the way to fairness with this bonfire and discussion tonight. Many homeowners across Chicago receiving a hefty property tax increase in the mail, and they're all wondering where that money is going.
How can you maintain your home if your taxes are constantly going up?
Enjoy this good belly laugh with me.
Oh my God.
This story from Channel 7 in Chicago over the weekend, where the residents of Chicago, like it showed their neighborhood, you can see the city of Chicago skyline in the background. They are pissed off. Because they got their property taxes, and you know these are shotgun houses in the city of Chicago, right? And their property taxes went up in most cases at least $1,000. They just got the notification, and I will guarantee you, this is the challenge I put out to all of these Chicago TV stations and media and all these. Why didn't you, when you ask each person the question about why they were so upset with their tax increase, why didn't you follow it up with, and who did you vote for in the last election? And yeah, then put the mic in their face. Because sometimes the chickens come home to roost. You have elected a socialist to run your city. Brandon Johnson is a certifiable idiot. Not much different than the governor you guys elected over there in Illinois. But to have these people had a bonfire where they were bringing their tax notices and burning them and demanding answers as to why their taxes have gone up so much, completely oblivious to the fact that this is exactly what they voted for.
And the clip, the key is the type of neighborhood it is. If it's $1,000 on those little row houses that not be valued more than $100,000. 150 grand.
Well, I don't know what housing prices are in Chicago. I just assumed they were all high.
Well, yeah. I mean, Illinois is real estate's a little bit higher. But my point is what's it like on a $500,000 home? If the increases are this big, and they're saying literally, this the one woman interviewed said it was $1,000 increase to her annual taxes. I'm sitting there thinking, that's on a row house. That's on a two-bedroom, two-bath flat. What's it on a four-bedroom, five-bath in a larger, nicer neighborhood? It's probably $3,000, $5,000 higher.
These people sounded like Tea Party members. They're pissed off.
They're having a bonfire except for their burning of their bills.
Yeah, thank you. Except they still don't recognize the problem. They haven't hit bottom yet to start the 12-step program back to smaller government in Chicago. Maybe that's what happens here. Maybe that's what happens in New York, because you know it's coming to New York next. So this is the best part about it. So the Chicago treasurer, I don't even know who this woman is. She has big hair, I know that. She shows up at some event and everybody starts asking her about it. Listen to what her solution is to them.
Okay.
This is great.
Cook County Treasurer Maria Pappas also spoke earlier today on the tax bills while at a Rainbow Push event. She says there are new avenues for homeowners to pay these bills at their own pace.
You do not have to pay your bill on December 15th. Did you hear that?
Yes.
You don't have to pay it. Let me tell you why. We went to Springfield last year and set up a payment plan.
Oh, don't worry. You can put it on credit. Installment plans for Chicago taxes. Back in.
But don't give a f-.
Oh, it is our Minority Monday, and I'm featuring a guy who only goes by jshaw.3 on TikTok. He was on somebody else's feed, and I just happened to jump over to TikTok to see more from him. This guy is a rock star. He was a lifelong Democrat who basically came to the right through logic. He just started listening to the facts.
Wow. Maybe his property taxes went up $1,000.
Yeah, no kidding. He's probably living that dream in Chicago. No, this guy, I'm not even sure what part of the country he's from, but every week he's posting probably 2-3 videos a week, and it is just based in common sense, and he's talking almost entirely to the African-American community, because he's just trying to let them know you don't have to be what your parents told you you had to be when you were growing up. He basically just came to the right recognizing the lies and the deceit of the radical left. He made up his mind after years of being told that he was black, therefore he had to be a Democrat. And you'll hear in this rant, this was kind of his coming out video, and since then he's got about 150 other posts. He's got over 250,000 followers in less than a year and a half on TikTok. But you're going to hear, this was his coming out party when he basically said, the left is no longer for me, and I'm a conservative. Hit it, Ethan.
I think I'm at a point in life where I can officially say that I'm conservative. And it's crazy, because out of all my years of life or years of voting, I've never really labeled myself to any party. But, you know, growing up, you know, especially black, all you do is just vote blue, vote Democratic. But you don't even really know why. You just do it because your folks tell you to. And everybody in your family do the same thing. And if you ever think to look at the other side, they kind of look at you crazy. But the older I've gotten, I'm like, bro, like, my beliefs, my morals, what, like, it all aligns with being conservative. And even when you deep dive into the Bible of, like, how you should live, it aligns more with the conservative side. It definitely don't align with the liberal side. If anything, they really be mocking the Bible for real. So, like, it's a crazy reality for me, because I don't think I've ever really said, like, oh, I'm conservative. Like, oh, I'm Republican. Like, I don't know, but I really do feel like at 28, I can officially admit that I'm conservative. You know what I mean? Or I'm part of the right, I guess. I don't know, but I'm definitely not part of the left. Like, the older I've gotten and what I've seen, what they push in their agendas, and, like, they literally just mock the Bible. Like, they literally just, everything that the Bible say not to do, they do it. And I don't know. It's crazy.
It's crazy. Exactly. It's crazy. And welcome to the right, my friend. His name is jshaw.3. That's where you can find him. J.Shaw3 is where you'll find him on TikTok. And you'll also, where I recognize him, and I get a lot of really good content from this guy, but go to Tony Times 2, just Tony Times, the number 2 written out, T-W-O, and you're going to find a guy who really, he scours the internet every day to find really good messages, including a lot of African Americans and a lot of minorities, but Tony Times 2 is where I was introduced to this jshaw.3. So if you want to go out there and find more on these influencers, a good place to start is this Tony Times 2. He's got a lot of followers. He's got like a million. And he doesn't actually ever put up content himself. He's just finding other...
He just shares stuff?
Yep, he just shares
that's
stuff.
That's amazing that people get a following doing that, but just sharing what other people are posting.
Yeah, good
sort
stuff.
Sort of a clearinghouse for you.
Yeah, and no question Tony times two is a conservative.
I mean,
conservative
again,
on X.
I find that a lot of these people, if people on the left, that is, were being honest with themselves, they'd come to the same conclusion. But they're not. They're brainwashed into believing, you know, that they have to be politically correct, or they have to feel bad for this group or feel bad for that group, and you don't have any empathy. If you really looked at the end of the day, you'd realize you identify a lot with the people who have conservative values. You've just been shamed into hiding it.
Yeah.
You absolutely have. I told you during the whole swimmer debate, I found out of someone who I've known in the past who's, let's put it this way, high in academia these days.
Yeah.
And had to admit to someone that they disagreed with transgender men swimming in women's sports, but couldn't dare ever say that out loud for fear that their coworkers would have nothing to do with them at all anymore.
Isn't that nuts?
Yes.
Just crazy stuff. Yeah, this weekend I picked up a new book, too, that kind of goes along this. It's called The Indoctrinated Brain. I'm going to just dive into it this week and start reading it. But it's all about how the media manipulates people to a certain way of thinking, and the way in which they go about this, as well as the universities. There's several chapters in there, but it's a true indoctrination process of how they get people to this level of commitment.
Who wrote it?
It's a doctor. If you just look it up, Indoctrinated Brain, it's a... I actually learned about it through Grace Church. The pastor just said, if you want to understand how they think and how this movement has gained so much traction, you need to read this book. So I grabbed it at the bookstore there at Grace Church, and I'm going to start reading it. And I'll report back some of the findings that this doctor, and his name is blanking on who wrote the book, but it's I'm anxious to get into it because I don't understand it. For us, you know, on the right, or people who have the moral basis and can see through the lies and the hate and the deceit and the rhetoric and the anti-Christianity and where we're going in the world of socialism, it's not hard to see. But I need to understand how they're getting through to so many young people. And I just thought, you know, maybe this book will explain better how they're winning the war against some of our young people. And, you know, it's frustrating to me when I... Because to me, it's so obvious.
Here's the other big divide in this country, and you bring it up here. I mean, not only do you have people who, in some cases, you got some that are waking up and saying, hey, I've been lied to here. And I realize that, like this guy, I have to admit, I'm a conservative. When I look at the issues and how I really feel about them, I guess I'm a conservative. What do you think about that?
And he didn't even mention his tax bill.
Well,
right?
No.
But I'm saying the folks in Chicago, they may get there for a whole different reason, for a fiscal reason. This guy got there through a moral reason. You know, I'm sure it was pro-life and pro, you know, the whole pro-choice, kill a baby if you feel like it. And when he talked about mocking the Bible, they do openly mock the Bible.
I want to know what happens moving forward, Dan, when you've got a majority of young men these days identifying as conservative and adopting conservative values. And this article that came out this week that said 40% of young women want to leave the United States permanently because of the policies in this country.
Wow.
Did you see that?
No.
Two in five American women want to leave the land of the free permanently, according to a new Gallup poll. The finding represents a decrease from 44% in 2024, but only 29% of young women surveyed said that they wanted to leave the U.S. permanently back in 2023. Now it's up to 40%. They would move to another country instead of continuing to, because they're so they've been so brainwashed, as your author is pointing out here, that they believe there are other countries where they'd be happier.
You know, and that's a little surprising because when you just even watch the feed and the people who follow this radio station, I'd say it's almost 50-50. I mean, you know, you got Patrice and Kimberly and Virginia and all these great people who are staunch followers of this station, who are great conservative women. Do they find in their circles that it's, you know, 50-50, or in your case, you said 40%. Just 40% want to leave the country.
It says young.
Did it say young?
It says younger. It says it's a 21% gap between younger men and younger women, but it doesn't identify what. Okay, 40% of the women aged 15 to 44.
Okay, that makes more sense.
Voted in favor of leaving.
So, I thought it was all women.
Not all women. Yeah, mostly. Trending toward younger because it started with age 15.
Yeah, and I think that's the influence of the academia.
I think it's 100%
the influence of our schools on these young ladies.
And today I will be starting a GoFundMe page where we will finance you. If you want to leave this country, I'm happy to send you out. But here's the deal. When you take us up on the offer, you have to rescind your citizenship. Yep. Because we're not going to have you voting from some foreign country and continuing to screw things up here. Get the hell out and take your vote with you and rescind your citizenship and have fun in France or
Palestine,
yes. Or wherever it is you want to go, where you're going to be wearing a burqa soon. Good luck to you.
Yeah, because they'll be so welcoming to you and give you so many rights over there. Absolutely.
Yeah. Absolutely. Uh-huh. Oh boy! Well, I know this next story that we're going to talk about here is going to depress the hell out of most of you. But one of your favorite channels is changing its name officially, and we're going to talk about that when we come back. Stay.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Is talking about reducing crime, but what he's really doing when you look at it is going after and undermining the power of black leaders in largely majority black cities. Or
are you going to miss that? Oh, wait a minute. What am I talking about? It's not actually going away. That is MSDNC. You know, of course, the NBC cable channel where they basically let they just, you know, open up their email box in the morning, get the Democrat
talking points
and they just do their shows all day long with them, right? Whether it's Crazy Nicole Wallace or you name the host all day long, that's what they do on MSDNC. It's pathetic. It's not news. It's not any of that. And it's crazy to me that they've been able to get away with it. Here's what you need to understand as of Saturday. It's no longer called MSDNC. They've changed it to MS Now.
MS Now.
You want to know what that stands for? The MS stands for My Source, and the Now stands for News, Opinion, and the World. Because if we just...
Somebody got paid for that.
If we just rebrand it,
right,
people will obviously immediately believe that we're not doing the exact same thing we did before, which is act as a talking head for the Democratic and liberal progressives in this country. That's what they're doing.
Yeah.
This is what they said in their press release. As we all know, the peacock is synonymous with NBC Universal. It's a symbol that they have decided to keep in the NBCU family. That gives us an opportunity to chart our own path forward and create distinct brand identities and establish an independent news organization following the spinoff. Just so you know. This is what they want. They want you to believe that they're doing something different.
Yeah, that they're no longer the MSNBC / DNC. Yeah. We all know that they are the same thing. You can change the jacket, but you're still the same.
Put lipstick on a pig.
Amen.
Still a pig,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
This is what's happened across media. So I'm excuse me for being very, very cynical that anything changes here, right?
If you're feeding a person a crap sandwich with a smile, it's still a crap sandwich.
It's what ran me out of the television news business. Did I see like there are still some people working at Channel 4 that are my age, but not many. To be very honest with you, most of them are behind the scenes. My guess would be in terms of on-air people, Russell Kinsall, my friend Russ Kinsall, is probably the oldest one over there right now in terms of on-air reporters. But could you see the incoming? Yeah, probably. But I got out in 2012. There were still plenty of people there in my age group. But you could see what was happening. They were rebranding, I'm using air quotes here, television news. They were going to rebrand what they did at Channel 4. And the branding was, under the news director there, Sean McLaughlin at the time, is you're going to go on the air every day, and every story you do, we have a checklist. And if it doesn't advocate or investigate, those are two of the big ones on there, we're not doing it. So in other words, if you're not chasing somebody down the street, screaming questions at them, making them look guilty while you do it, then we don't have any interest in that particular story. So understand that when you come into the news meeting, if your story idea does not meet branding, we're not doing it. That's what out-of-work news directors have done to the media industry. So you know that.
Yeah, that was the same, I think, across the board.
My opinion.
If it doesn't bleed, it doesn't lead, and you better be doing something that's sensational, not truly investigative. Well, they'd give you no time to do investigative stuff. None.
But watch them today.
Yeah.
The lead story is going to be a fire in North St. Louis, that's just right. Like it was 30 years ago.
Yeah, or a big car
Nothing
wreck.
Changes. Yep. They're just selling you a bill of goods is exactly what it is, for sure. All right, coming up next hour, we'll get to Hans von Spakovsky from Heritage.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.